Just over a century ago, there were no electric lights and no light pollution. For millennia, anyone looking into a nighttime sky would see the moon, five planets and stars, lots and lots of stars. Some of the stars appear to be arranged in the shape of familiar animals, regional heroes, or other objects, the constellations. But one of the most impressive displays was the Milky Way, a spray of millions of stars that stretches across the entire sky that we now know is the view from our own galaxy from the inside. Today, light pollution is filling the sky with light from our cities and towns, and about 80% of the world's population cannot see the Milky Way. Many of them can only see the very brightest stars. We who live in this region are truly fortunate. We can still see the moon, planets, and stars, and the Milky Way. How can we protect this inherited gift of a dark sky? The International Dark Sky Association, IDA, was started in 1988 with the mission to preserve and protect the nighttime environment and our heritage of dark skies through environmentally responsible outdoor lighting. Its Dark Skies Places program certifies dark sky communities, parks, reserves, and sanctuaries. Bob Grossman and Gretchen Wells of Norwood contacted IDA and started what became the Norwood Dark Sky Advocates in the spring of 2016. There are currently 60 dark sky parks throughout the world, including Black Canyon of the Gunnison and Grand Canyon National Parks. Westcliff Silvercliff became the first dark sky community in Colorado in 2015. Norwood just became the second, the first on the western slope. We're overjoyed. We are now an international astronomical destination. Ridgway and Paonia are now working toward dark sky status. Uncompahgre National Forest and the towns of Telluride and Paradox are thinking about it. What a great thing it would be to have a band of dark sky places across our region, from the Black Canyon through Paonia, Ridgway, Telluride, Paradox, the dark sky communities and parks in Utah, all the way to the Grand Canyon. We think that would encourage eco and astrotourism and save a great swath of beautiful Western Slope dark sky. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. This episode was written and recorded by Creighton Wood, co-chairperson of Norwood Dark Sky Advocates in Norwood, Colorado.